All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing on an FBI Friday? It's The Usual Suspects. Nick out, Tyler in, Barry and I present and accounted for. You know we've got lots of fun and games planned, including whatever the hell you're doing right now with the
third microphone.
Barry's here, and I'm here, as I mentioned. The weather outside might be frightful, but inside, hey, I think we're going to be delightful. We'll see how it goes. It depends.
You ever been in a good mood and a bad mood at the same time?
I think I'm with you.
I think that's how I feel today. I've got a lot of energy. I'm excited. It's Friday. It's an F yeah Friday. Radu Bondar, a friend of mine, is the comedian of the week. We've got Cody Stutes at 2:30. We've got a special guest going to talk to us about Global Beer Responsible Day from Silver Eagle Distributors at 1:30. We've got football. But I'm also like, yeah, this weather sucks, mm-hmm. and other things are going on. But I surmise, my friend.
Yes.
That you are riding a high right now.
I'm riding an oopsie because I didn't get a lot of sleep, but then I slept too late. So then, you know, that feeling like your whole day just feels rushed now.
Yes, yes.
I got up late today.
I'll be show prepping well until 2 o'clock, if that gives you any indication of where I'm at.
I'm with you.
However,
yes.
Last night.
Yes.
That's what I meant by you riding a high. Tell the people what went down last night.
The Ravens and the Bengals played on Thursday Night Football.
No, damn, you stop being coy.
Adriel Jeremiah Green.
Stop being coy.
Joseph
got to throw out the first pitch.
Look at the hat he's wearing.
At the Skeeters game.
I bought this hat. Like this hat a lot.
Did you buy it?
Yeah.
Did he give it to you?
No.
Why?
What was the jersey you were wearing?
So that's what I was going to say. Lisa and I talked about it. Lisa's like, you need to show him some love and buy a hat. I go, no, I planned on it. So I walked in, and Raj, our former intern, does their social media and stuff like that. So he saw me at the gate, and he walked me into the team shop. And I was, I'm going to buy a hat. And so I was buying the hat, and then the lady came to check me in to throw out the first pitch. And she turns around, and she goes, oh, they left something for you. And I go, oh, really? And I thought, you know, like, I don't know if it's a press pass or whatever. And she yanks out this jersey, and I'm like, oh, man, it's badass. It's all stitched on.
It's
sweet.
Got your name on it?
Got my name on the back.
Joseph, right across. No?
New.
Okay.
It's like a special design. I guess all black with, like, blue camo down the sides, kind of like the Astros jersey.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, all right, this is nice. So then
I normally am not a big on guys wearing jerseys. I would make an exception for that.
I almost wore it today.
I told them,
you should be next. I told them that you need to warm up the wing and get out there.
Oh, boy. That would be a disaster. But
don't do the no look over the shoulder, though.
I would do a three-point hook shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would be cool if you wore the jersey. It wouldn't bother me. Because
I almost wore it today.
It has your name on it, and there's significant. It's not like you're wearing another dude's name and number. It's all you, and I would be good with that.
Like... Yeah, I almost wore it today, but
so
it's pretty cool.
That's a dope ass jersey, dude. You need to tweet a picture out of that. And yeah. I like the form there. You got the. So how did it go?
Here's the thing.
Did you bounce it?
No, I didn't. And I was worried about it. So everybody kept saying, and I kept saying to Raj, "Hey, man, like, just give me like 5 or 6 throws. Just let me get my wing warmed up a little bit, and I'll be fine."
Get the shoulder.
He's like,
loose.
"Oh yeah, we go down on the field. One of the players will probably play catch with you for a little bit." I go, "Cool, great,
okay."
So. I'm kept watching the clock.
Now, did you take a glove?
Nope.
Oh,
Come on, man. I follow the Barry Laminack rules of baseball. I did not take a glove. I'm growing up right before your eyes.
I'm proud of you. Because, you know, some dudes would have shown up in cleats with a glove. Am I black?
Oh, let me get there, my friend.
let me
get there. So eventually, we get out on the field. And... I'm standing around going, we're going to play catch at any time now. Time's passing. I'm like, nope, we're not. There's no way. And so they got a sponsor that's going to throw one first, and then I'm going to go out there and follow him up. And He starts looking at me and he's like, yeah, at least they could have given us a real ball.
And what?
So they got us throwing promotional balls, not a real baseball, which to me, I'm like, okay, the only thing I'm worried about there is it weighted different? Like, because I could let this thing, you know, it could be weird, right? Like, it's just not, but I'm like, all right, don't even think about it. And he goes, hey, bro, don't even think about it, all right? Stop thinking about everything. Don't think about the crowd. Don't be nervous. I mean, if you don't think about anything other than throwing the ball, you're going to be just fine. And I was just like, okay, coach, thanks. I'm going to be fine anyway, but yeah. So I just said, okay, thanks, and I'm waiting. So he goes first. So he gets up there. He's got flip-flops and a visor on. Trots right on up, and I said, well, I will tell you this, guys. One thing I know for sure is I'm going to the mound. I'm not doing any of this.
Yeah, mamby-pamby.
Mamby-pamby in front of the mound
halfway
thing.
Halfway through, no. Halfway in between. Yeah, that's, no.
Good I go. You.
You're a man.
I watch him, and he's like, well, yeah, I'm too. I mean, I haven't thrown in about 4 or 5 days. I was like, oh, you still play? And he's like, well, you know, I throw the ball around a little bit. I was like, okay, cool, great. I throw the ball for my dogs.
Yeah.
He gets up there and Bull Durham's the hell out of it. I mean, does the, gets
just
up there,
a bit outside.
Misses the catcher, the mascot, hits the backstop. And that's what I said. I was like, you know, when I got done, I looked at him, I go, I was going to just a little bit outside for you, but I know that you probably weren't feeling so great. So I got up there afterwards, and it turns out that not David Polino, the one that was suspended from the Astros last year, the prospect.
Right.
But I think it's, I forget his first name, Polino that pitched for the Astros about 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
He is their closer that set the record for saves in a season this season.
Oh, okay.
And so he caught it for me, and I did, thankfully, hit the mitt and had a little
nice.
Had a little pop to it.
What?
And he ran.
Did they have the radar gun going?
No.
Oh.
And thankfully. And he brought it back out. He goes, you've done this before, haven't you? He goes, the arm looked pretty good. I go, man, I'm thrown, but I'm just happy it got over the plate and you caught it. It didn't bounce or hurt anybody.
Now, listen, for our
Felipe
listeners.
Felipe Paulino.
Yeah. There you go.
For our listeners that are maybe new to the show in the last 6 months or don't know, you pitched in college.
Yeah.
So. You weren't, it wasn't just like, you know, you were going to get out there and half-ass it. I was wondering, were you, did you put a bend in it, or did you just go straight four-seamer?
If it had been, it was a four-seamer, because okay. If it had been like one of the real baseballs,
yeah,
I might, I not that I would have snapped
throwing
anything off,
Charlie.
But I thought I would like to wind up and really let it fly.
Yeah.
But because it was like one of the vinyl-covered balls, I'm like, this thing could slide out of my hand and go anywhere and make me look like I'm just going to make sure it gets to where it's got to go.
It would be great if you'd have thrown him like a knuckleball or...
Or an Ephus.
Yes.
Well, the Ephus would look pretty... I mean, that's a 50-cent thing. He just didn't... He misdirected an Ephus.
No, he went way outside.
But I'm glad... One, I'm glad you hit the mitt.
Me too.
Even if it was off the plate, up or down, you hit the mitt. He didn't have to move.
If everybody's saying it was on the black, low and outside, I said, I don't care. He caught it.
Yeah, right? He didn't have to go diving one way or the other. You didn't wound a mascot. You didn't kill anybody. And then you made the other guy look bad. That's a win-win-win-win-win.
I didn't make him look bad, but I was like, man, at least I wasn't out there giving advice to others. I'm like, because literally, no joke, without warming up or anything, you do start thinking about it. Like, okay, like I don't want to bounce this thing. And since I haven't even thrown like one warm-up toss, I don't know what this thing could do.
Oh, man, I would be so nervous. I would have to prepare like a week in advance. You know me, I when it comes to stuff like that, I want to be completely prepared. I don't know if I could just go out cold, no warm-up.
That was the thing, going
and
out cold.
And now I didn't pitch, and I don't even know if I could get the damn thing there. It would bounce. It would be ugly.
Because some of the guys were talking about, they're like, well, no, just based on the way you stood up there and just got right into like the wind-up where you put your foot and everything, you've done this a time or two? I go, yeah, but like 20 years ago, I don't remember, you know, I don't remember all that. I just tried to, again, through my mind, I'm going, just be fundamental. Just make sure if you do things slowly right, you'll get it over the plate. That's all I worried about. So
that's
it was fun.
Funny.
And it was a great time. I mean, boy, this is my first time seeing a game out there. And I'll tell you what, if you want an inexpensive way to see really, really have a fun night with the family and watch baseball, go to one of those games.
Yeah.
Because you are on top of the field no matter where you sit. And it's no joke. Out in the outfield, they've got a full kids playground. They've got a bounce house. They've got a full court basketball court. They've got, for the adults, they've got a beer garden from Budweiser, Bud Light. And it's like you can sit in picnic benches overlooking center field. It's really cool out there.
I would love to. It's so far from me, though, way up on the north
side. Yeah, no doubt.
But if I was anywhere in the vicinity, as much as I love baseball, I would be out there more.
It really, sure. Yeah, it was a very cool experience. And Scott did a great job. Their VP of sales out there. And Raj, our old intern, is kicking
great,
butt.
That's great, man.
Yeah, he's kicking butt. He's doing a lot of good stuff out there.
Good for him. That's awesome, man. Well, I'm glad it went well. I'm glad you didn't embarrass the show
about it. I said, you know what, Barry should do this. When I started feeling all these nerves, I started feeling this, getting ready to go through it, I'm like, you know what? Barry needs to try this.
Barry needs to come out here, vomit on himself, fall off the mound, and make himself look like an idiot. Yeah, Barry totally needs to do this.
No doubt. It was a different experience, but it was fun.
Well, good for you, man. I'm proud. I'm glad that it went well. You got a badass jersey out of it. Sweet hat. That's good, man.
Yeah, it was good. Fun. Definitely. So did you watch the football game?
No, I had a show last night at the Improv. I had a show.
Oh, that's right. You stayed last night.
Yeah, I even forgot to plug it. That's my bad. But yeah, I was doing the couples therapy show, the monthly show with Alan Adams out at the Improv. So got there at about 8, didn't get home till about 10:30, 11. And then just by the time I got home, the game was over. I did manage to catch bits and pieces of it.
There were several of those that played.
Yeah, I did catch a little bit here and there, but no, I didn't get to see the whole thing. Didn't sound like
it wasn't, man. Tyler was saying, I mean, AJ Green had 3 touchdowns in the first half, and then it was just like watching a really piss poor Baltimore offense go. What are you doing?
That's what I heard. The Bengals come out like a house on fire, and then after those 3 touchdowns, it's pretty much nothing until the very end of the game. That last drive to get that turnover, but
yeah, it was kind of. I saw the second half. I got home in time to see almost the whole second half, and I'm like, God, this is terrible football. What happened to the Thursday night matchups?
Right. What happened to them being so stellar?
But I do think part of it was because it was just on NFL Network last night. I don't believe it was on CBS Fox. It was Fox's crew, but I don't think they were. It was on Fox.
Okay. So, all right. Well.
Yeah. All right, well, we're just getting started on the show on an FEF Friday. You got a comedian picked out?
I do, Radu Bandar. We're going to have his clip coming up next after this show, or after this break. But yeah, Radu's really funny. I'll have his background on Twitter, and I think you'll enjoy these clips. He's a legit funny dude.
I will have you say his name all day.
Really?
Just so I don't hack it up.
Why?
What is it?
You can't say Radu.
Radu
Bandar.
Bandar, I got it.
That's it. Okay. That's super easy, right?
Yeah, I don't know about super easy, but I'll get through
what?
It. It's like throwing the first. I'll get through it.
Oh, come on. That's super easy, man. You got this. Hey, listen. We talked about football last night. If you're not on my bookie, then you couldn't get any action on that game. What are you doing with yourself? You're watching football. You know football. Why not make the games a little more interesting by getting with my bookie? Remember, who you're betting on is as important as who you're betting with. That's why you need to get with my bookie. They are the online destination to get action on any game out there. I heard Fred say you can even bet on horses. You can do the CFL. You can do it all with my bookie. They're safe. They're reliable. Been in business for years. It's why I recommend them. It's why I chose them and why I'll be betting with them this year, because I want my money when I win. And you know what? When you win, they pay you. That's super important when you're choosing who to bet with. That's why you need to get with my bookie. They've got in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, hands down. And for you fantasy dudes, you can even bet on the over-under on how many fantasy points your players will score each game. Yeah. So you can combine your fantasy sports with your betting. Do this. Go to mybookie.ag on your cell phone or your computer, or you could just Google my bookie. Either way, but you'll find it. And if you sign up today, they'll match your deposit dollar for dollar. Your first deposit dollar for dollar. I did not stutter. I did not misrepresent that. Your first deposit is matched dollar for dollar. All you got to do is enter promo code radio to activate that offer. So again, just check it out. Mybookie.ag. You can Google MYBOOKIE. You'll find it. Use that promo code radio. Get that dollar for dollar match on your first deposit. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
My name is Radu. I'm originally from Romania, which is a terrible place to be from, conversationally. It is. Because when you're from a different place, that's what people use to make small talk with you. They find out where you're from, say something kind of nice to get out of the way, you know? Like maybe if you're from China, they'll be like, oh, China, how's the wall doing? Well, I know Snapple facts, you know. Maybe you're from Mexico. They're like, oh, Mexico. You guys are getting a cool new wall. Seems expensive, but if you want it. There's none of that when you're from like a third world dumpster fire kind of country. Nobody knows any trivia about your nightmare of a nation state. They just ask you seemingly polite questions that are way more offensive than if they said nothing. They'll just be like, so, Romania, how'd you get here? Like a boat or a tunnel? And I'm like, no, just Delta. We had miles. It's a kind of a whack question for an employer to be asking me, but I'll answer it. You know, get out of the way. And I got here at the perfect time for me to be American.
There you have it. Radu Bandar. Barry, tell us a little backstory on RB.
Dude, you know, I always talk about guys to keep an eye on. And the thing that I noticed about when I first saw Radu is there's a few guys that do comedy that when you see them on stage, you're just like, I hate this guy because he's so comfortable. He's so likable. And you can tell he's already good and he's going to be really good later on down the road. And that's Radu. I mean, that describes him to the T. And dude is super funny, and he's already like making moves. He's on the road a lot. I just asked him. I was like, "Hey, you got any shows coming up?" He's like, "Nothing locally, man. I'm hitting the road a lot." So check him out on Twitter. It's at Radu Bandar, RaduBondar. And also, if you want to go see him in person, he's every Tuesday. He's at the Houston Improv on the Comedy Junkie show, so you can check him out there as well. But super funny, man. The next two clips, some of my favorite stuff that he does. So
that's good stuff.
Check it out at 2:15 and 3:15. Yeah,
outstanding. Yep, yep. We give you that so that you get a little laugh on your FUF Friday. We also give you the F and free on a Friday. Therefore, we're going to start right away because we got lots of giveaways on this football Friday for you guys. So therefore, we're going to give you two tickets to Oktoberfest Houston. You can get two tickets right now, which showcases the best in German and Texas culture, craft beer, music lovers. They gather together for the most festive day of the year. You grab your Lederhosen, you get a taste and a variety of all these different beers while you listen to the great music of polka bands and all the different festivities at the Waterworks at Buffalo Bayou Park. It's September the 29th. General admission starts at just $25, but we're going to give away two tickets right now. If you don't win them, you can go to Oktoberfest with a K, O-K-T-O-B-E-R-F-E-S-T Houston.com and get your tickets. But right now, caller 17 is going to win two tickets to Oktoberfest here in Houston. Good luck to you. 713-780-3776.
Yay, go win stuff. We should have done, you should have done caller 50.
I didn't know who was out there. So I didn't want to torture the wrong intern.
Oh, man. You know,
if I had heard that in the hallway, I might have changed my mind.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, I was hanging out here.
That's your fault.
Waiting on, waiting to go to the improv for the show.
Right.
And Trey was here with a couple of the interns hanging out. Trey never stops talking.
Nope. You and I noticed that before
Tyler,
the show yesterday.
Tyler's all exacerbated. Like, thank you! Trey and Tyler fight like they're married. You guys... I don't know if y'all are having the sex yet or not, but you guys...
Anyway, what the hell, dude?
Got a girl now, man. I mean, stop ruining my vibe, dude.
I don't know. Maybe Trey's the side piece. I don't know.
I don't even want to be mentioned in the same breath as him.
You and I were noticing this during our production meeting. We had the door open yesterday in the conference room. And we are literally, 35, 40 feet away from the bullpen where all the kids hang out. He didn't shut up once in a half hour.
Nope.
And it's just babble at some point, but it's like an auction. It just keeps coming.
Yeah, and a lot of it is pointless. I mean, a lot of it is just him filling uncomfortable silence. Uncomfortable in his mind, by the way. Silence, for the most part, is pretty good. But Trey, for some reason, cannot stand to not be talking. So yeah, that was pretty nerve wracking, but getting on my nerves, I should say. But yeah, overall, you know, he's a good kid. He's just a little weird. That's all.
You know, Barry, I was thinking about it. In 2025, who's going to be the quarterback of the Steelers?
He'll do stuff like that.
Really random stuff like that. Then he'll put it on Facebook. Then he'll turn it to music. It's just there is an automatic shuffle of the deck going on in his brain at all times.
No doubt.
But in the meantime, there's no, you're like you said, there's no silence. It's just not part of the program.
None whatsoever, dude. None whatsoever. Did we get a winner? Did we get a? Oh, cool. All right.
We got one?
Huh?
We got one?
Yeah.
We got a winner?
Yeah, yeah. That's a good thing.
Good deal. Hey, so you were doing a show.
Yes.
And I was at the Skeeters game.
Yes.
And in between, we mentioned there was bad football on. But, oh, by the way, how about the Baltimore Orioles doing a little favor for the Astros?
Yeah. I didn't see that coming, I thought, for sure.
After the night before, the 10-0 shellacking the A's put on them,
yep.
I'm thinking they got no shot of gaining any ground on the A's. And then, lo and behold, the Orioles put up 12 hits, 5 runs, and beat the A's 5-3. It does you a nice little favor right there, sir.
Yeah. Brett Anderson struggling a little bit. 4 runs, 4 earnings, and three and a third innings for the Athletics. So they had been getting good pitching. They've been getting good everything. I mean, you're not going to win every game, obviously.
Right.
But like I said yesterday, if you're the Athletics, man, you got to kind of be pissed about what's happening because you're playing good baseball, but you're not gaining any ground. And that's going to be frustrating. I mean, on the Astros, yeah, we talked about them gaining and maybe even catching the Yankees at some point. But that's got to be a little frustrating in that clubhouse to think you can go 8-2 over your last 10.
Nope.
And then you drop one and you lose another half game.
So now four in the loss column. It's weird. The magic number for the Stros to get in is like 5. The magic number for them to win the division is just to get in as a wild card.
Okay, yeah.
And the magic number to win the division is 13.
Oh yeah,
12 or 13. So
Boston's already clinched the playoff berth. So they're the only team right now in baseball that has actually clinched a playoff berth.
So the Diamondbacks in for the weekend series. They are 5 back of the Rockies for the division, and that's all they got. Because if they don't get in and win the division, they ain't getting in because the Central is going to have 3 teams in the playoffs unless something catastrophic happens. The Brewers and Cardinals are the 2 wild cards. The Cubs on top of the division leading Milwaukee by 2. So in case you are interested, the A's are in Tampa for a series with the Rays, while the Stros host the fledgling Diamondbacks trying to stay relevant. So the Diamondbacks are going to try and make one final push. You know that they're going to be putting everything on the table while the Stros are going to try to stay hot.
Here's if you're looking for something interesting to watch this weekend as far as baseball goes,
yes,
check out that Dodgers-Cardinals series because you're saying that the both wildcard teams might come from the Central.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go on record now and say I think the Dodgers catch the Cardinals. Sorry, that's Josh true. Rapp.
Yeah, only sorry, one bud. Game difference. You're yeah. right. You're right. So as much
and
as,
they just beat them last night. So
Cardinals 66 in the loss column, Dodgers 67. So you're right. There is still a chance Dodgers can catch the Cards and get in if they don't win the division, and they are only 2 back of the Rockies for the division. So
3 more left against the Cardinals.
That's going to be big.
If they sweep this series, if they win 3 out of 4, they surpass them in that for that last wild card spot. Now, they do have Colorado, but they get to play San Diego and the Giants. Along with Arizona. So once they get past the Cardinals and Colorado, their last 9 games, they could pull this off, I think.
I think the Dodgers are a playoff team. I said they were a playoff team, so you're right. I think that they will get in one way or the other.
On the flip side, the Cardinals have the Dodgers, the Braves, the Brewers, and the Cubs left.
Ooh, boy.
Yep.
Yikes.
Dodgers are going to catch them.
Plenty to get to. And oh, by the way, coming up next, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but if you don't, that's what we're here for. We give you valuable information that you can't get anywhere else. It's Global Beer Responsibility Day. So therefore, Dan Ziske's going to join us from Silver Eagle Distributing in Budweiser. We'll talk to him for a few minutes, catch up on what's going on and a special deal that Budweiser has for you. That and more on an FEF Friday. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hi, here we go. Second half hour of the show, and we are appreciative of you being here on an FEF Friday where it's F fun as part of the F Yeah, and that means you get to be completely aware of the fact that it's Global Beer Responsibility Day, or GBRD.
Ninth annual.
Yeah, how about
this
that?
This is the 9th annual. Global Beer Responsibility Day. If you guys don't know what that is, every year it's when Anheuser-Busch and its wholesalers, including the fine folks at Silver Eagle Distributors, they devote an entire day to promoting alcohol responsibility all over the world. And we're lucky enough to be joined by Dan Ziske. Dan, yep. Dan, how's it going, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks, Joel, Barry, for having me on. It's great to be on with you guys. I want to thank everybody at Gal Media for giving us the opportunity to talk about Global Beer Responsible Day.
Pleasure, Dan. And you know what? It's one day, and you guys are kind of stretching it out with a promotion we're going to get to as well to help some people out. But the more important thing is that you guys and your association with Budweiser, it's always great because no matter where the advertising is, no matter what the overall message is in the middle of the spot, it always finishes with a reminder to drink responsibly and drink wiser. And that's something I don't think people pay enough attention to.
No, that's right. And part of Global Beer Responsible Day, Silver Eagle, we're asking Houstonians to remember to always enjoy our products responsibly and drink wiser. And drink wiser is kind of a play on the Budweiser name, but what drink wiser means is really two different things. Plan ahead for a safe ride, whether it's a Lyft or calling a cab or a designated driver, and then always hydrate between beverages. Get some water in you there. So that's very important.
Yeah, you guys have a bunch of stuff going on, right? You've got ambassadors, Bud ambassadors will be out in the downtown area at the Astros game. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be downtown at the Astros game as well, spreading the message of responsibility and reminding everybody to drink wiser. Throughout the day, our people from Silver Eagle as well as Anheuser-Busch, we're going to be out around town visiting consumers in local bars, restaurants, convenience, and grocery stores. And again, promoting that message to drink wiser, planning ahead for safe rides, and always hydrating between beverages.
Always cool, too, when you get the help of the city, because the city of Houston is supporting the GBRD, or Global Beer Responsibility Day. Sylvester Turner, the mayor, and the city council passing a proclamation for today. So that always is a nice little extra kick for what is a nice event here for you guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very happy to have Mayor Turner and the city of Houston behind us as well, because it's an important day. And it was really cool of them to make the proclamation.
Now, speaking of cool, I like this the most because you guys are out there not just talking about the message, but kind of putting your money where your mouth is. You've got a code now for Lyft if folks need a ride home. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. In celebration of Global Beer Responsible Day, we've partnered with Lyft to provide discounted ride home for all your listeners this weekend. So listeners can use this code. It's kind of a mouthful. It's GBRDHOU18. Let me break that down for you. It's Global Beer Responsible Day, HOU Houston 18. And what will happen when you input that into your Lyft app, you'll get a $10 Lyft credit, and that's good nice. For $5 off two different Lyft rides between today and the 16th, so basically through Sunday. But it's while supplies last. There's a limited number. And if you can't remember the code GBRDHOU18, you can visit our Instagram page at Silver Eagle Distributors, and you'll see it laid out there.
That's great stuff, man. And again, you guys have a special presentation going on at the Astros game tonight as well for the Astros Responsible Fan of the Season. You got any background on that you can give the fans about that?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be awarding an Astros Responsible Fan of the Season during the third inning of tonight's game. And this year alone, through all of our good sports programs that we do at the various sporting events, we've had 20,000 Houstonians already so far this year taking the pledge to drink wiser whenever alcohol is involved.
Dan, anything else you want the people to know about Global Beer Responsible Day?
My last point would be, let's just remember to drink wiser, not just today, but every day, by planning for safe rides home and, again, staying hydrated between those beverages.
I always say, if beer doesn't make you smart, we know it made Budweiser. So we appreciate you, Dan.
That's great.
Thanks, man. Have a great weekend. And again, thanks for all the reminders. Hope the people take it to heart and make sure that they participate. Again, remember, Dan, one more time, give them the code. Let them know exactly what the deal is with Lyft.
It's GBRDHOU18, Global Beer Responsible Day, Houston 18, GBRDHOU18. You get a $10 Lyft credit, good for $5 off two different Lyft rides this weekend while supplies last.
Great deal. Dan, have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. And again, enjoy responsibly.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. There you go. Dan Ziske of Silver Eagle Distributing and Budweiser. We appreciate him stopping by on Global Beer Responsible Day. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Tyler, you're going to be globally
beer responsible today? What are you going to do, Tyler? Today? You and Trey going beer drinking?
Dude, stop.
It's going to make him so angry.
You will be partaking
You have made me mad, honestly.
Me or him?
Him.
I thought so. Hey, are you going to be drinking beer this weekend?
About that,
because we've had talks about it. Like we've had conduct talks about it.
You know,
from
that,
our boss, and I'm trying not to get into that.
You know that doesn't tell him to go away. That means it's he's stupid. More fired up for it. Will you be partaking in adult beverages?
No, I'm not partaking
beverages?
In the show for the rest of the show.
He's boycotting now. Way to go, Barry.
As Granado says, EAD.
Oh my God. Wow. This is the best ever. You just made my Friday so much better. I was on the fence about how I felt about the day.
You made that very much known.
Good luck having your comedian clip played.
Oh, it doesn't hurt me. They know who I am.
That hurts Radu.
Yeah, why are you going
to take it out on Radu?
Why take it out on the guy that had nothing to do with it?
Barry's making false promises.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I'll just do them on my Twitter. If you guys want to hear it, you can go to my Twitter. At Barry is funny. Buddy Munger said, former Silver Eagle Buttman here.
Oh.
He said, John No is a great boss. I don't know who the hell that is, buddy, but yeah.
And Johnny Johnson, who's from around here, Johnny Johnson is the head of the Houston distributor, I think, for a while. At least he might have moved up farther than that, but I've known Johnny a long time. Great dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, Silver Eagle does a lot of great things.
They really do. They're very active in the community, as apparent by what we just talked about with the Global Beer Responsible Day and all the stuff that they're doing.
Yes, sir. So we're going to continue to roll on. We mentioned a little bit about the Astros. We've got a Texans game to talk about. We're going to do some NFL and college picks at 3:30. Another friend of the show is going to join us at the midway point. That's going to be Cody Stutes. Cody Stutes, who is going to be a staple with us on Fridays, going to stop in and break down a little college and pro football, talk a little of the pigskin with you guys as well. So a lot still to get to on the show. And, of course, if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest and you want to partake in the show, HRNP listener line, you can call or text that number, 713-780-3776. And of course, you can also reach us via the tweets on the Twitter, if you have the Twitter. And if you don't, you're really worse than me.
Yeah.
It's at Barry is funny, at producer T Scott, if he participates, and at Pac-Man Joel.
If he's not going to participate in the show, don't give out his
Twitter. I'm a Tyler guy.
Don't give out his Twitter anymore. If he's boycotting the show, don't give it out anymore. But we will have texts coming up. I forgot to open the text line.
You'll have the tweets?
And the tweets and the texts.
In the Twitters?
And the, yes.
Okay. That's so back with a whole lot more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the usual suspects. Hey, Joel.
Yes.
Did you know that the Legends of Tennis are coming to Houston with the Invesco QQQ?
I heard the Macaro guy was coming.
You're darn right he is. And now we're going to give away two tickets.
Oh,
to that series, that very fine series. Now's your chance to win a pair of those tickets to see John McEnroe. Andy Roddick. I almost did it. Andy Roddick, Jim Courier, James Blake. They're competing in a unique one-night tournament. Goes down October 5th at Rice University Tudor Fieldhouse. It's your chance to win those tickets. You are entered. If you win, you're entered into the grand prize drawing to go to the VIP Houston Players Party. That should be pretty cool.
Yep.
Complete with a full buffet, open bar.
Bing!
Yep. And a Q&A with the players afterwards. Don't miss out on this timeless, unique event. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com or you can be caller number 10 to 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 10. Good luck. QQQ.
I just wanted to hear McEnroe go off one time. With a you can't be serious. I know what I'm serious about. 832 ending in 0845. Oh, I should have blocked you before. I see it now. I'm tired of it. By the way, when you're blocked across the board. And when you look in the mirror tonight, just because your life's not going great these days, don't take it out on us. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, I'm not going to read all these mean texts that y'all are sending to Tyler either. He's already angry. I'm not doing that.
Well, he won't hear him because he's not participating in the show.
Well, that's true. I don't even know if he has his headphones on. He's like, whatever. Screw these guys. But yes, I'm
not
sorry.
Not these guys, this guy.
I'm sorry.
Let's make it very clear.
Oh, you were piling on. Don't act like you weren't on the bottom of the pile, punching people in the jump.
Oh, that's ludicrous.
Yeah, sorry, Barbecue Wade, but I can't read those. Tyler will try to fight me if I read any of those on the air, so I'm not going to do it. All right, a couple of texts, and then we're going to get to Josh's call, I promise. I was arguing with a friend earlier about who's better between Anthony Rizzo or Freddie Freeman. Who do y'all think is better?
You know what? Rizzo got off hot start, but it's hard to argue. I mean, obviously, you're talking about, I mean, when you say better just this year I'm going Freddie Freeman, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, he's having a much better year this year.
Yeah, but if you're
year.
Talking about for his career, who's going to be better, it's a nice little matchup to have, but I'm going to take Freedom. I'll take Freeman right now.
You're going with, I mean, this year, I think they mean overall, though, like just in general, who's the better baseball player overall?
I like Rizzo a lot. I always have.
Yep.
But in the case of Freddie Freeman, he's living up to the hype. I got a good feeling about the career he's going to have.
Yeah, I'm going to lean Freeman as well. I mean, they're both about the same age, but I'm gonna lean Freeman. I don't know statistically how. I'm trying to look it up just to see statistically, but just based on eye test and what I've seen, I just feel like Freeman is one of those guys that flies. As good as he is, he kind of flies under the radar a lot. Similar to Paul Goldschmidt, I feel like he's the guy that doesn't get nearly the respect he probably deserves. He does get a lot of hype, but I still don't know that it's probably what he deserves. But, yeah, I'm going to go Freeman. I'm trying to look at their numbers. So, for their career, if they over 162-game average, Rizzo is 29 homers, 97 RBIs is what he averages with an OPS of 853. All right? Compare that to Freeman, who averages 26 homers, 93 RBIs, and an OPS of 874. I mean, they're damn near the same guy, basically. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I think whoever you pick,
you really can't go wrong.
Yeah, but I think I'll lean Freeman. Okay. Oops, I just closed the Twitters out. That's my bad. All right, next text question or text on the thing. Hey, Barry, I saw a comedian earlier this year, and I can't remember his name. He wore a red beanie, and he looked like the combo of Gallagher and Dave Attell. That was from Jared. Dude, I have no idea. Send me a picture. Tweet me a picture at Barry is funny. Don't text it because I don't look at the pictures when y'all text them in.
You do not.
People try to send in D pics and all that, and I'm not looking at those. You're not tricking me again. Never again.
Arian's Fetus, by the way, if you stop by and pick up tickets and I'm sitting in the lobby next time, say hello. Don't just breeze in, breeze out.
Oh, wow.
Didn't know that was you, but he's taking pictures of our door with the blinds closed because he was creeping. He was trying to look inside the studios.
Well, he was just here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should have said hi, Aaron's Fetus.
Want some monster truck tickets. Those things are hard to come by, too. That's a good score right there. But we got lots of stuff coming up. We're still giving away.
It looks like Lance Ford is making beer. He said, beer responsibly, and I'm out here cranking out 15 gallons. What you making, Lance?
Yeah, that looks flavorful there, the suds you got going.
Right?
The hops. That dude's got some hops.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to see if 0845, an 832 number, can come at me with another one. No, you can't. You're blocked. Screw you.
All right, last text question that we'll do right now, and then we're going to get to Josh's call. Josh, I promise you that. But said, can we just hire Romo as our OC? Yeah, we talked a little bit about that on Monday's show.
We did.
But it does appear that watching a game with Tony Romo on the call, to me, is a lot more interesting and a lot more fun because he's pointing out stuff that you're normally not going to get. A guy that does it in baseball is Alex Rodriguez. He'll talk about things that you just don't hear a lot about or you don't see a lot of people breaking down. That's why I love Romo. He tells you what's going to happen about 85, 90% of the time he's right. And then he's pointing out things that you may not even see because you're just focused on. I think most of the time people focus on the quarterback, obviously. And then, you know, you're not looking anywhere else. But he'll point out coverage. He'll point out wide receivers and how they're set up. And, yeah, it's a really good listen. And he definitely knows this stuff. But, listen, Magic Johnson was great at what he did, but that didn't make him a good coach. Larry Bird the same way. Just because he can do that from the booth doesn't necessarily mean that Romo would be a good OC.
Two thoughts that now have three thoughts. One on that thought, the bottom line is the NBA tried it with Derek Fisher, Jason Kidd, and others where they thought that they'd be great coaches because they were coaches on the floor when they played. Didn't work out so well. Although I would say that Tony, because he's a quarterback, because he had to have such a grasp on the offense, he might be able to grasp that better than most. And as an OC, if he wanted to do that, I think he could be all right.
Okay.
But I think overall what he does do is he makes everyone better because now instead of the kind of rah-rah and, you know, kind of just generic commentary on plays, one play, each play after another. He's forcing the rest of the people to kind of step up their game. All the other color analysts now are going to have to pay more attention because they know that people are jumping on this bandwagon going, this dude's good. Yep. I mean, he makes me focus more on the game and he brings more out of a game than I've normally been getting out of it. So I think that's great. And from a baseball perspective, I'll throw another name at you because A-Rod's great from a hitting perspective. John Smoltz is fantastic from a pitching perspective because both those guys kind of give you insight as ex-players instead of just going, hey, I'm an ex-player, respect me. Whatever I says goes. Or whatever I say is good.
Right.
These guys break it down and go, see, when you're starting to think about the second and third, from a Smoltz perspective, second and third time through a lineup, and if you threw a guy a fastball the first time, you want to make sure you change that up. Because also with the way that analytics are used, these guys get these flashcards that say, hey, Smoltz in his first time around, 75% fastballs on the first pitch. Sit on it. Those are things that are really cool that you don't know about, that you find out about and go, man, that baseball player's got a lot more to think about than I knew before. And A-Rod does the same thing from a hitter's perspective. I love the fact that A-Rod and Romo and Smoltz are doing a lot of great things to kind of up the ante for people that are going to be color analysts.
Well, that's a good breakdown. Yeah. All right, let's take Josh's call. Josh wants to talk about Tom frickin' Brady. Josh, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Love the show.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It, man.
Hey, real quick on Romo, man, he's a fantastic commentator, man. Just like he gets into it when it's like a third and long, he gets popped, and it's enjoying to watch him.
Yeah.
Question: hypothetically, Tom Brady's 41, sick, bad. You know, he's just an awesome quarterback. If he goes all the way and gets to his sixth Super Bowl and wins, I mean, he's an uphill battle. I mean, there's a lot of talent out there right now, but if he does it and he gets his sixth ring this year, mm-hmm. at what point in time do we stop saying anything other than he's the greatest quarterback in NFL history, period? When does that discussion become, hey, Tom Brady is – because they say it with Jerry Rice. When people say Jerry Rice, they say he's the greatest receiver, period. When do we say Tom Brady is – there's no one else.
Josh, I don't know where Barry is on this, but we've talked about this in the past, and I think we're on the same page. I gave it to him already based on last year, based on previous years, based on hardware, based on longevity. He doesn't have to go any further for me, and I think he's the greatest quarterback to ever lace him up and throw a football.
Yeah, Josh, are you not hearing? I mean, are you hearing something different other places? I think most people that I've heard that have these discussions say he is the greatest now based on what everything he's done. Especially recently, you know, and at his age now.
If you look at his resume, he didn't really start playing football until his sophomore year in high school. Went to Michigan, seventh on the depth chart. Only school to look at him. When he gets drafted, he was the only one team to look at him, which is the Patriots. He was, you know, if you look at him at the combine, there was nothing about him. He was way down on the depth chart there. He earned his spot. I mean, you could say, well, what if Buckley didn't get hurt? He would eventually have earned that spot and eventually taken that job. It just got a lot better faster than we thought. And as far as I'm concerned, because I'm a Patriots fan anyway. But
that didn't show at all. That was so hard to figure out.
He's a real quick. When the Patriots came to Houston for the Super Bowl against the Falcons, my dad had just passed away that January. And we were both just huge, huge diehard fans. And I remember watching the game. You know, I've got my jersey, got my rings. I'm watching the game at Buffalo's. And it's 28-3 at half. And I was sitting there going, oh, you got to be kidding me. And I remember it's almost like angels in the outfield. Because I looked up and I was like, Dad, we can really use your help right about now. And second half, boom, 34-28, Patriots win. That was probably the most exciting, exhausted, you know, just emotional game that I've ever been through just because my dad passed away. And, hey, I love the show, guys. Peace out.
Appreciate it, Josh. Have a good weekend. Yeah, appreciate story, you checking
man.
In. Yep.
Good stuff, man. Thanks
so there
for
you
the
have
call.
It. Wow. Just like that. 1 hour in the books. Still 2 hours to go in the fast. Big show. It's going fast, so jump on for the ride. Buckle your seatbelts, and hour number two will be right around the corner before you know it. It's the HR&P Lister line that's open right now where Josh just called. You can call, too. 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. Hit us on Twitter. Here we go with the second hour in just minutes. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.